This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Busy weekend for me, folks. The reason is leftism never rests. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So, a funny thing happened prior to the weekend. I went to the grocery store. I buy special chips from Safeway. Safeway makes their own chips and they make their own cookies. And I'm telling you, they are absolutely fantastic. So anyway, I go there to get a couple things because I don't buy much else there. It's a pretty expensive store. But anyway, I go there and I see people walking out without masks. Now, I go into the store. I don't wear a mask. They usually have a sign at the front of the door that says, you need to please wear the mask to protect everybody around you, whatever else. And I walked in and that sign had been moved like 12 feet in and facing, not facing you as you come right in, but facing, you know, sideways. So you didn't have to actually read it. Before, they put it at the front of the door. But it was gone. And I see, you know, a few people wearing masks, but some people weren't wearing masks. I don't wear a mask when I shop in any of these stores. They have to come up and say something, and even then, I just ignore them. But I saw this couple walk out and they didn't have, I could tell they weren't carrying their mask. They didn't have it on. I didn't know what happened. And then I learned that Arizona opened up 100% on Friday, right before the weekend. So I get home, I see the news. Arizona is 100% open. Ducey has opened up the state. And then, of course, there were the naysayers. It's too early to be opening the state, you know, because we got the fraud cheese out there. There's more things that could possibly happen. Oh, you mean like people are going to die today? Wow, shocker. So, it got me thinking because there were people going, I'm so happy that Ducey opened the state. I mean, holy cow, man, this is amazing. And I said to myself, I remember thinking in that moment, I'm not going to praise politicians for opening states that never should have been shut down. I'm not going to praise these people for putting us into a situation where we self-imprisoned healthy people walking around with masks on and being guilted into don't be one of those. Having people come up to me in stores going, you need to be wearing your mask. You need to mind your business or we can take it outside. I don't know how many times I had to threaten some stupid, you know, old white man that had dared to come up to me. And I'm fit. And I ain't like I look like a cream puff or a snowflake. And have the nerve to the higher ground. Look at you, little black man. You should be wearing your mask. Look at you, you dumb white guy. What the heck are you doing with a diaper on your mouth? That's what I would say to him. Or I'd say something like, well, I tell you what. I told one guy, I said, I tell you what. We can go outside. And if you can put a mask on me, I'll wear it. Yeah. So we're supposed to be, woo-hoo-hoo, look, this, it's open. And now here's what we got to deal with. We got to deal with the politics. The numbers are rising again. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? They don't got Trump to kick around. Screw Ducey. DeSantis opened Florida. Look, I get it. Everybody's concerned at the time. So these guys didn't want to run the potential gauntlet of political blowback if they didn't close their states. They're all despots as far as I'm concerned. Tyrants who bought into a scam. That is not leadership. What Sweden did was leadership. What Kristi Noem did was leadership. South Dakota, I'm not shutting down. I'm not closing this economy. People have to work. Oh, what did Trevor Noah say? Let's put people, Cuomo put people over profits. Cuomo killed businesses. He killed the hopes and dreams of many people who believe in the American spirit. People who absolutely, positively thought that if they saved up their time, put their energy and focus into something that was theirs, put their passion into it, started it, the government would support them because they understand that those people are the real producers. They're the real heroes. Oh, it's the people that have to deal on the front line of the flu, of the diseases that kill, you know, whatever. Let me tell you something. No offense to the nurses and doctors that you chose that career. You put yourself with all those microbes. I'm not trying to say you're not a hero, but no offense, you ain't that big of a hero, especially with this disease. Unless you're 80, in which case you probably shouldn't be practicing. Leadership. So Mississippi follows, because Texas announces, you know, Abbott says, we're opening Texas on March the 10th. Mississippi says, we're going to open today, which was like a few days ago. And now we got this Rhino Ducey in Arizona who's going to jump on the bandwagon. Okay, I'm going to beat everybody to the punch, and we're going to do it. And he wants you to believe that he's done you a favor. We canceled our big event. It cost us, I don't know, it cost us a lot of money to have to cancel. We got our money back from the hotel and stuff. But we'd already paid for a lot of other stuff that you can't get back. You can't undo. Can't get that genie back in the bottle. Maybe $5,000, but $5,000 to us is a lot of money. I don't run like TPUSA and some of these other organizations that get millions of dollars. One of my friends said, hey, leftist, you can still wear your mask even if the government doesn't tell you. Funny how that works, huh? If you're scared, wear your mask. If you're not scared, don't. See, that's the new rule. Well, you know what? That's the rule that should have been in place to begin with. If you're scared, stay home. If you're not scared, get out there and face the music. That's what I did. These are the same people, folks, that tell you, we don't need a fence around America, but they got Fort Pelosi at the Capitol, and they're beefing it up. See, that is the epitome of leftism. Do as I say, not as I do. These are the people that want to lead you. They don't want to protect you, but they'll protect themselves. They will kill you, they'll kill your grandpa, and then they want Emmys, they want awards. So today, we're going to be talking a lot about Cuomo. But I want you to think about it in terms of the metaphor of Cuomo, not the story itself. What does it mean? How did it happen? Ask those questions you're supposed to ask when you're inquiring about something. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Woo-wee! Boy, do the left have a new whipping boy! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It ain't me. The new whipping boy ain't Donald Trump. The new whipping boy is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Who did this guy piss off? Who? I gotta tell you, I'm not upset about it. I'm not at all. Everything they're accusing this guy of, let me tell you something. He deserves everything he's about to get. Wow. This is fun to watch. I don't like spending a lot of time on this, but here's the reason. This is leftism killing itself. The snake eating its own self. You get what I'm saying? I love it. Trump's not available to kick around, so the leftists, they got to turn on each other. Folks, this is the tale that you're going to be hearing about for quite some time. I'm not talking about Cuomo. I'm talking about leftism whooping its own head. From Liar Liar, you remember the bathroom scene? He kicks his own butt. Oh my goodness. 844-551-8255. Amazing. Bad week for Cuomo and the Cuomo sexuals. Apparently, I'm just guessing here, but it appears the love fest with the New York dictator has come to an end. Let me just give you some of the articles that I've seen about this guy. The View co-host Meghan McCain trashes Andrew Cuomo, a pig and a pervert. Put a fork in him. Charlotte Bennett, Andrew Cuomo's former aide, describes alleged sexual harassment. I'm going to get more into that one. Some Cuomo staffers are, quote, waking up to the fact that we were in a cult amid sexual harassment. Wow. Couldn't it happen to a more corrupt dude? Look, I don't know how all this happens, who decides to punch the button that says you're done, but whoever punched it for Cuomo, congratulations! I'm going to tell you, they're not getting any sympathy out of me, the people who've decided to do this stuff. You're not getting any sympathy. I'm talking about Cuomo and his team. Not going to happen. Unlike Tara Reid, where the left swept this thing under the rug with all these sexual harassment charges against Biden, which, by the way, they're legit. That's my opinion, but I think they're legit. Biden was a horn dog of the highest order, and that's how he got Jill. Dr. Jill. And so they're all guilty. And I'm not even trying to be a holier-than-thou person about it, because let me tell you, powerful guys, especially powerful guys with money, sometimes they think everybody wants them. You know Cuomo did. Look at me, I'm an Italian New Yorker, I'm the governor of New York, my brother Fredo, he's on CNN, I got the media in my pocket, I got it all over here, forget about it, okay? this dude, he makes Tiger Woods look like a little tiger. Shoot. Yeah, man. These women are being taken seriously. They are. And I believe them. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to go Me Too over here. See, because I am one of these guys that says, let's just look at the Me Too movement as it pertains to Kevin Jackson. I believe that this happens. This isn't like I'm naive. But the problem is the people squeaking the loudest are the ones, I didn't get my role in Hollywood after I gave it up on the casting couch and now I'm mad, versus the women who are just out there raising their kids and, trying to have good family lives and living life the right way, and they're getting Cuomo'd. But these other women are the ones trying to raise the stink, all because they're like the Kaepernicks of the Me Too movement. When it no longer suits them, then they want to squeal. Anyway, here's another article. Following New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's apology over alleged sexual misconduct, the co-host of The View spoke out on the show, blasting him for his actions and his refusal to resign. I'm so over Cuomo, Meghan McCain complained. I think he's a pig and a pervert. I think put a fork in him on all levels. He looks like he's in a hostage video, she continued. And also, if an old man, a 60-something old man, is asking a 25-year-old woman, would you have sex with an older man? What do you think she thinks she's asking you to do? He's asking you to do. Talk philosophy? And she went on to reference Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's quote of, one sexual assault claim is enough. Asking, why is one claim enough for Brett Kavanaugh or Al Franken, but it's not good enough for Cuomo? You're real silent, Senator. The hypocrisy can last all day. This is McCain calling out Kirsten Gillibrand for the right reasons, by the way. Yep.
By the way, let me just say this. A claim of one sexual assault isn't enough for me. It's not. I made a comment to some ASU kids. I was speaking at an ASU event. I said to those kids, do you realize when you, these are white kids mostly, when you go to work, somebody can say, ooh, I heard Kevin say the N-word in the break room. What? And the next thing you know, you're before HR going, I didn't say that. Who said I said it? I can't tell you who said you said it. But they're making a claim. Okay, well, I didn't say it. They say I said it. He said, she said. I'm going to tell you why, folks listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, if you are in that situation, you are fighting for your capitalistic life. You could lose your job over, don't let two people get together and say, oh, I heard him say it. If they decide they want to get rid of you, two black employees that want to go after you, that's all it would take. The only thing that would get you out of that situation is if you were wearing a wire on yourself. And it may come down to that. So I don't believe it. There are too many people out there trying to get other people. But I believe everything that's being alleged against Cuomo. I believe everything that's been alleged against Joe Biden. I believe that voter fraud actually occurred in this election because you know why? I have the ability of reason, common sense. Yeah, CFS. I suffer from CFS, common freaking sense. That's what one of my friends told me. I love that. Oh. We got a lot more to talk about with this Cuomo situation. This is great news for us. Just wait.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jury selection in Minneapolis is being postponed in the case against former police officer Derek Chauvin.
We have jurors, but I think realistically, we're not going to get to any jury selection. We won't have an answer until at least tomorrow. So unless any of the parties object, I'm going to kick our jurors loose and start everything tomorrow with jury selection.
Judge Peter Cahill decided to put off the start of jury selection until at least tomorrow, while the question of whether to allow a third-degree murder charge against Chauvin is pending. People who are fully vaccinated against coronavirus can safely gather without masks or physical distancing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in new guidelines that relaxed safety measures for inoculated individuals. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senate and House Republicans are asking Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to brief members of Congress on why National Guard troops may remain in Washington, D.C. until the fall. Republican Congressman from Florida Michael Waltz saying,
"But this just is not a role, a permanent role for the National Guard."
And Senator Marsha Blackburn adding on Fox News,
"The Guard troops deserve to be home with their families and not on duty here in Washington."
Although only 9% of the Democrats' COVID relief bill that they passed will go towards COVID relief, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says President Biden's coronavirus relief bill will help Americans get to the other side of the pandemic.
"This is a tremendously important package that will bring millions, hundreds of millions of Americans the relief they need."
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A dude who lived on my corner dressed like Superman every day. Yeah, I shouldn't even call him homeless. That's kind of mean of me to say. I don't know his situation. He clearly lived on my corner. I guess he was roofless is the right term, because home is where you make it. He made it right there. And he wore a Superman outfit every single day, and I walked by him whenever I could, because that shit will cheer you up. No matter what mood you're in, when you see homeless Superman, your day got better. Like, oh, even Superman has bad luck. I guess his weaknesses are kryptonite and ambition.
Superman! New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Superman Cuomo, the man who shuts down investigations of himself. That's how powerful he is. He set up a commission to look at you know, fraud. And when they started looking at him, he says, "Shut down that commission. You do know that I am Superman, right?" And little Fredo was there, "You go, big bro. You go." Oh, boy. The ramifications of this, folks, are huge. The reason why I'm talking about this is not because, excuse me, I care about the demise of Cuomo. I don't cheer for anybody's demise. But if they deserve it, I'm not going to be like, "Oh, well, I wish he'd gotten a better shake." No, he deserves what he's getting. This is huge. This is not a right-wing takedown of Andrew Cuomo. This isn't Trump going after him because of all the crap that Cuomo put Trump through. If I could go back and look at all the things that Cuomo said about Trump, here's what I would say to you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Look at everything Cuomo said about Trump. Understand it was a lie, because you're finding out the truth about Cuomo right now. I'm no left-wing insider, but I'll tell you this. I sure wish I knew how this all came to be. I would love to know who issued the code red. Because Cuomo's got to be reeling. He knows in his heart of hearts, this is not done by a long shot. Who issued the code red? Somebody's out to get him. And now, don't misunderstand me. He's out to get himself. But he's been isolated for this. It's like Weinstein. 3 decades of his sexual escapades. Putting on a robe and then showing himself to women and inviting him up to his hotel room. This was no secret. This was the most well-known Hollywood hush-hush. And then suddenly it came to an end. What was it? Was it, again, a vast right-wing conspiracy? I think not.
It was somebody that said, you know what, I've had enough. See, these whistleblowers, these insiders, they're all over the place. And here's what we better have between now and 2022. We better have a bunch of them. We better let the leftists know you cannot get away with the things you've been getting away with. I don't know who it is that's blowing the whistle on Cuomo, but somebody is. And rightfully so. Joy Behar called out Cuomo for, quote, the utter stupidity of making a comment like, do you want to play strip poker after the Me Too movement, when he should have known better? While Sarah Haynes expressed disappointment over the way Cuomo handled his apology. From everything I was told, I didn't see it. It wasn't even an apology. It was like, whatever, whatever, whatever. By the way, we're going to get back into the nursing home stuff because there's an even bigger scandal brewing about that I know you're probably aware of, but I'm going to give you the Kevin Jackson take. Anyway, here's what this lady said about it. He's a 63-year-old man that's been in politics for over 40 years, said Haynes. He has three daughters. So even the scenario of, would I want someone to talk to my daughter this way at work? You only have to watch one HR video to know you're the creepy guy when you say certain things. He also said, my intention was never to hurt anyone. No, your intention was that it would be reciprocal, which is highly inappropriate. So his language was deliberately evasive and not accountable. He needed to own this and take responsibility. By the way, this is funny to me for a variety of reasons. You want to know why? The main one? It's leftist. Saying, oh my goodness, we have a politician who's not taking responsibility for his words that come out of his mouth. You mean like Trump used to do? Like Trump would take responsibility for his words? He said what he meant and he meant what he said? But unlike, say, Biden or Cuomo, that's not what's happening? Be still, my heart. You leftists are finally getting it. Oh my goodness. Language was deliberately evasive and not accountable. You're exactly right, because that's what Cuomo wanted. So his accuser, she spoke out. And when I saw the article and I saw her interview, I said, that Cuomo's a smooth operator. This high-profile dude knew how to use his powers of persuasion to get chicks into the sack. And he did him a favor. He was like, you know, I'm going to smooth up on you. If you let me have sex with you, then you're going to say, hey, I had sex with the governor. And I hate to say it, folks, but I think we've seen just the tip, if you know what I'm saying, of this whole scandal. I think this dude's sexual escapades with young women is a long list. And then I saw this story about Charlotte Bennett, and I see how Cuomo worked his magic. He groomed these women. Here's Charlotte Bennett talking about what Cuomo said to her. And you judge for yourself.
What were you thinking as he's asking you these questions?
I thought, he's trying to sleep with me. The governor's trying to sleep with me. And I'm deeply uncomfortable, and I have to get out of this room as soon as possible.
What made you think that he was trying to sleep with you?
Without explicitly saying it, he implied to me that I was old enough for him, and he was lonely.
Lonely, I'm so lonely. I love this. This girl, she's believable. She's very believable. Let me turn this mic down a little bit. A little too hot. Yeah, she's believable. She gets it. He was smoothing up on her, and she gets it. She was like, oh, I know what's going on here. Yeah. Who asked this kind of question of a woman? You know, have you ever had been with an older man? That's what he asked her. She says, if I had ever been with an older man. Who asked this question? Either a woman is interested in you or she's not. Age has nothing to do with it. As many very, very wealthy men can attest, That fat wallet can certainly take pounds off of a dude. You know what I'm saying? And people know what I'm talking about listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Y'all know. So he didn't have to do it. He was grooming her asking this question because he didn't want to have to pay. He didn't want to have to say, look, I'll put you up in a hotel, in a condo, and, you know, you'll get all the perks of being with the governor's side piece or whatever. Because I guess he's not married. But the point is, everybody out there knows what was going on. He was trying to sleep with me. And then she says he asked if I had trouble enjoying being with someone because of my trauma, because she had been open about her past as a sexual assault survivor. If I'm going to talk to a woman that's a sexual assault survivor, it is not going to be with the idea of, you know, are you comfortable now with men? It'll be something along the lines of, you know, listen, I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable situation with this person I want you to go speak with. It would be, if I was going to put her in a situation of danger or whatever, then I might bring it up. But I wouldn't bring it up like, you know, hey, so how's that thing working out for you? You know, with that, all that other stuff. But anyway, she's uncomfortable because she says, and if I answered his questions, I would have been playing into the whole thing. That's what made this uncomfortable. His grooming questions were meant to gain trust, to gain intimacy, and then he was going to try to slip her his pickle. That's what was going on. And Democrats can play their games all they want, but we know what was happening. Man. Are you sensitive to intimacy? The governor of, and by the way, this dude, he looked like Dorian from Matt. The Mask, you remember? The dude who was the bad guy? That's who Cuomo reminds me of. An intimidating dude. He's a big dude. He's intimidating to a woman. Wouldn't be intimidating to me. I'd slap that little Italian head for him. But I could see women being intimidated by him. And rightfully so. He's the leader of New York.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Let's discuss harassment. 4 seconds.
Let's just, you feel it a little bit? Like, let's just discuss it.
Why can't I harass you? Sometimes. I can never harass you, never. And I'm not talking about, hey, ooga booga. Like, I'm talking just. At the that I can't harass you at the workplace. Like, you looking how you looking, and I can't just a little something that has to do, like, you got to be careful just to say, hey, you look beautiful today. That's how messed up the game is. Having women work with men, right, is like having a grizzly bear work with salmon. Dipped in honey. Like, so, now you dip the salmon in the honey, right, grizzly bears, and the salmon get to walk through comfortable with honey and fish and... Good morning, grizzly bears. And the grizzly bears is like, hey. He can't even growl. Like, ah, what's up, fish? Oh, my God. Human resources. The grizzly bear just did grizzly bear. So. Why would it be disrespectful? I said, what's your name? Terrell. If I go, hey, Terrell, we work together. And I go, Terrell, hey, do me a favor. Let me know when you're getting up to go to the bathroom so I can sniff your chair.
That was the late, great Patrice O'Neill, one of the funniest guys on the planet. As I'm sure you would agree. The subject of sexual harassment is front and center again, and for obvious reasons, because we have Killer Cuomo of the Democrats who's now brought it back into vogue of sorts, and in his case, well deserved. People are now jumping on him for all the right reasons, because he's very inappropriate with the few women that we know and with the dozens more who are out there. This is a Harvey Weinstein thing, folks. It's been going on for decades. Didn't matter who Cuomo was with, etc. He's a sexual harasser. And this young lady, Bennett, she certainly got my attention when it comes to, you know, evaluating what I think about what's going on. But I think the bigger thing is that the plot thickens when it comes to him, because in spite of what's going on right now with him being embroiled in these controversies regarding sexual harassment, he's apparently been targeted for termination, because before this occurred, we were back to talking about Cuomo's real crimes, the crimes against humanity. The fact that this man is the largest serial killer in American history. That's right. That's why I call him Killer. Now, before we had learned that Cuomo's team doctored reports of nursing home deaths because they didn't want to look bad when President Trump's team questioned the data. See, they were saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? We want to know what's happening with these COVID testing and who's doing what, and why would you put people who have this in there? You know, it was there's oversight for anything you do as a politician, but Cuomo was above the law. He's elite. He's like the Clintons. He's like the Obamas. He's like the Bidens. He can get away with anything. So we thought that it was just a little small cover-up. But as it turns out, if you do a deeper dive, it's much more sinister. And here's what Yahoo, by way of Reuters, reported. They said, last July, when top aides to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo learned that a report written by state health officials included the number of nursing home residents who died in the coronavirus pandemic, they intervened and rewrote the document removing the data. Now, this is according to the New York Times. Again, this is not people like me, you know, going, ooh, I'm going to go look into this. This is not a right-wing conspiracy. These are people in New York asking of their journalists, please look into these allegations because this is affecting us. And there was a time when Cuomo would have gotten away with this. I don't know what happened, but he'd been getting away with it. But he decided he was going to doctor these reports. They said at the time the death toll was more than 9,000, a number that had not been made public. Earlier this year, after New York Attorney General Letitia James released a report saying the state seriously undercounted the number of nursing home COVID deaths, Cuomo released the complete data. Now, Letitia James, sister, she's the one who put Cuomo on blast, if you think about it. Because she's the one who said, hey, look, here's the real data. Maybe now we get a little bit of an idea of what this is all about. So they said, after they released the report, Cuomo said it was kept under wraps over fears the Trump administration would have used it to launch a politically motivated investigation into how New York handled the pandemic in nursing homes. Now, let's stop there for just a second. It would be politically motivated if the federal government said of New York, why did you release patients that had coronavirus into the area where the most vulnerable patients would be? That would be politically motivated. It wouldn't be humanely motivated. It wouldn't be, you know, people just saying, this doesn't make sense. No, it was all politics. So anyway, they go on. After reviewing documents and interviewing six people with direct knowledge to the matter, the Times found that Cuomo's senior aides began concealing the number of deaths well before the federal authorities started asking for the data. So let me recap. Cuomo and team said with this absolute ridiculous excuse that they didn't want Trump to politicize that Cuomo was killing all these old people. And so they said it was the federales are the reasons why we did it, because we didn't want. So Trump was their fall guy. You know, Holy Mother of Jussie Smollett, right? Blame Trump. And he thought he could get away with it. But then they looked further and they found out, nope, the feds hadn't even gotten involved. These guys were already covering up their ill deeds before it ever happened. Does that have shades of anybody? Comey? Clintons? The Bidens? The Obamas? Leftists in general? Pretty much all Democrats? The report written by state health officials put the death toll at 50% higher than the Cuomo administration was publicly citing, according to the Times. Cuomo aides began pushing to simplify the number, the Times says, and that's when health officials became concerned that it would no longer be an accurate, here comes the word, people pay attention, scientific report. Anyway, the death toll remained in the report even after one of Cuomo's top aides edited it, but was removed after two other aides became aware of its inclusion. So this is a cabal. It isn't one person that made a unilateral decision that said, let's do it this way. This is a cabal. This is the governor's office understanding what they didn't want the people to know. See, this is the crap that really upsets me about politics. Now, let's just circle back. How many women do you think there are that Cuomo has harassed? How many are you going to find out about? How many are too afraid to speak up? How many people were covering for Cuomo knowing what he's been doing? Does that remind you of Harvey Weinstein? How many people knew of the not-so-well-kept secret that Harvey Weinstein was a sexual predator in Hollywood? You starting to get the picture? And oh, by the way, all these people, the Cuomo-sexuals, who were in love with this man, who was singing his praises, I say to you, as I've said to you many times, how do you like being wrong? And what else are you wrong about? See, that's the beauty of a conservative. I'd be willing to admit it. I would tell you. But we would have told you right at the same time. We wouldn't be waiting. We wouldn't be covering up for people. We would have called him out immediately. That didn't happen here because that's not what leftists do.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.